Hello, Boobergs. This is Ben Blumgren out here in no longer really that balmy Scottsdale, Arizona. It's 2:40 in the morning on Saturday, the 10th of November. Yes, it is only 10 days before my birthday. That is absolutely freaky. And I just wanted to talk with you guys about
You're
alive, son of a bird. iPod, wow. Bird out. Anyway, sorry about that. I want to talk to you about rights restrictions on international content. I have, within the year 2012 to 2011, 2012, become a bit of a fan of the sport of cricket. Yeah, that funky, crazy sport where they play, quote-unquote, a game for 3 to 5 days, and they play all day, and you have drinks, and then lunch, and then tea. And no, by drinks, I don't mean alcohol. But still, if you're not familiar with it, it's kind of a crazy-ass game. In fact, it's a really crazy-ass game. But it's kind of fun. If nothing else, to try and get an idea of what it means when, Ahmed Dokonake from South Africa hits swings one to third man, or when more likely from South Africa, Willem B. de Villiers, one of those crazy names, hits a belt, belts one to deep backward square leg. Just the explanation of the positions and just the intricacies of it. It's a very jargon-filled game, which, as a language person and as a amateur linguist and stuff, I like jargon. I'm weird that way. I don't mind jargon. When I watch, we have the announcer here for the Arizona Cardinals, Ron Wolfley, the color guy. He will say, "Oh wow, they threw a two route to Larry Fitzgerald, but he thought they were doing a Queen Bee post," or whatever. I don't know what the bird those mean, but for me, it doesn't diminish from the game. To some, that would. What the bird is a Queen Bee post? What is a two route? I don't flippin' know. I don't know. All I know is that it is some kind of football play. Route is usually a wide receiver. Larry Fitzgerald is a receiver for the Cardinals. That's about all I know. But it doesn't admit it. I don't understand. I don't do that. Anyway, my point being that cricket is a very jargon-filled game, and I love it. Now, there's a problem. Major problem, boss. Major. Guess what? You want to listen to that cricket test between England and India? You want to go to BBC 5 Live Sports Extra? Thinking, great. They're in India. It's a reasonable time of night. Test starts about 9 at night. Something like that here locally. GMT minus 7 Arizona time. No, we don't fuck with daylight savings. Anyway, you go to Five Live Sports Extra. Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we are unable to broadcast this information. If you're listening online, turn on your radio. And then they just play highlights of, baseball, basketball, football, NFL, cricket, netball, or not netball, but you know what I'm saying, just they do sports highlights of what you can get if you could get to the bloody station. Which, if you're not in the good old UK, you're screwed. You can't get it. They just look at you and say, nope, sorry. Bird out. You're out. And so, that's happening more and more and more and more. And I mentioned something like India. Well, I mentioned a country like, you know, England versus India for a reason. Because radio in the subcontinent has basically, as far as getting it online, and from what I have seen, if you're Indian and you want to refute that and show me some good news talk / sports / non-music radio, full on, let's go, baby. I'd love to hear it. But from what, like, All India Radio, I talked to someone who is down in India. I'm like, how do you listen to the cricket down there? He's like, oh, All India Radio. Ah, shit. You go to allindiaradio.com or whatever it is. And for about 10 years now, I've seen the same little printout message scrawled across the page. We have suspended all internet broadcasts of All India Radio. Please try again soon. Oh, yes. And like I said, not only can I not get the stations, they just don't put them. They just don't have them. So, guess what? You want to hear that test? You know, you want to see how things sound on the subcontinent, which is always an adventure to broadcast from anyway, just because it's so ACS and it's so, well, yeah. Let me call Ahmed, my brother. He will get it. No, Ahmed can't go. Oh, shoot. Let's call whomever. Eh, shit. And it's Mexico on steroids. Mexico on Arnold Schwarzenegger mofo steroids. So, now, and the reason why this boo came to my mind is this. Australia, speaking of subcontinent, was playing some ODIs, meaning one day international matches, and a test down in Sri Lanka. You think India's full on? Ooh, mother. They just had a civil war. Their government has a secret police. Ooh, mother, yeah. It's pretty bad down there, but it's pretty full on. The sounds are pretty full on. So I go on ABC. I go on my Tap-In Radio, which is a wonderful app, which is unfortunately just for Windows. If I could find one for the Mac, especially, or for those of you who use Linux, I would love to hear from you. Believe me. I go and tap in radio. I already have it favorited. I go into my favorite screen. I go to ABC Grandstand. It's not as mean and nasty. It's not that, fuck off, bird out. Screw you. It's not so mean and just, hey, look, buddy, we can't do it. Screw you. Get off of it. No, this is, hey, buddy, oh, bird out, man. Sorry. We signed an agreement with Cricket Australia, and it's bird out. If you're using an app, you're fucked. Oh, shit. Well, go online and do it. Bird out. Oh, man. But it's still that same rights restrictions bullshit. The same shit, different side of the globe. And up to now, Australia had been kind of a haven for that. At least in my limited listening experience. So, now I'm going down. Next thing I know, the Kiwis are going to start the rights revolution and bird me out. Yay!
And what
just irks me beyond belief. Let's turn away from cricket for a second and go to soccer. Okay? Let's go to, soccer. Okay. Manchester United against Fulham, let's just say. Shits and giggles. So, BBC is broadcasting that game, okay? Starts at 3, whatever, GMT. So it's 8 in the morning my time. It's a little birdie, but that's what the scheduler's for in Tap-In. Fuck you. Wait a minute. It's BBC announcers. What the bird? They don't have their own... They don't have the rights... to their own shit? Excuse me? Say what? That's rather burnout. Bullshit. And yeah, it's kind of bad. So here am I, an American who, you know, the public in this country doesn't mind playing soccer, like his kids are in college or whatnot, but as far as sitting down on a Sunday afternoon or overnight to, or, you know, the U.S. is in the World Cup, so they're in, you know, South Africa in 2010, and the game starts at 3 in the afternoon, South Africa time, and so it's, you know, 6 in the morning, Arizona time. You think an American would get up, make time, get up on a Saturday morning, because it starts at 3 in the afternoon, GMT plus 2, South Africa time, 9 hours ahead of me, and make time to sit and watch? Hell no. It's soccer, it's bird out. Well, I don't know that yet. I'd like to find out. Well, no can do. Same shit, different day. Same shit, different day, different part of the globe. Now, if I could get a South African station, if I could get Radio 2000, provided that the U.S. was playing South Africa, maybe, it'd be great. It would be the wrong side. It would be kind of burnt out that way. And you'd be cheering when and if South Africa were to score or do something good. So it'd be kind of burnt out that away. But I'd still be able to get at things. But my point being is this rights thing. Does anybody out there in Boo Bird Land know what the hell is up with rights restrictions? And solution-wise, does anybody know how to unbird that? I have been looking for a good proxy server thingy for quite a while. I found something called IP Hider, but it does not look accessible at all. The buttons are totally not accessible. They're just button. And again, it's only Windows. So if you have a... You know, if you have a Mac computer, you're screwed. If you have Linux, you're screwed. But, again, it's not accessible, so either way. So, what would you recommend out there in Boo Bird Land I do from the U.S., mind you, from the U.S., to get at things that would be rights restriction-based, where they would not see my IP because there'd be something in the way going, sorry. You are birded on out. And guess what? I'm sitting in my, back when it was more full on and not going into winter mode like it is right now. It's 60 degrees and it's not going much higher than 64. Yay, bird out. It was awesome. It was like 80, 87 the other day. It was gorgeous. Then they said, oh, look for changes. Out. So yeah, anyway, back when it wasn't bird out season, back when it was more full on, back when I was in the pool, summertime, you know, theoretically, I'm sitting in the, I'm doing stuff in the pool, watching freaking Newcastle Jets and Western Sydney Wanderers. What the hell? I'll just name it. A couple teams I did get to see tonight on the ABC Grandstand. Shh, don't tell them. They'll bird it out. Anyway, just, that's kind of my rambling, birded out deal. I just, you're trying to get into these sports. You're trying to, as an American, get the sense of what it would be, what does a soccer game sound like? What does a cricket test or a cricket game sound like? You know, how, I mean, just weird shit that I am interested in. But, you know, it's not really even that. But let's say I were an Englishman that was here in the U.S. I'd still like to follow my soccer and my, my football, right out, and my cricket and whatnot. No. You're not home anymore, bastard. Get out of here. Right out. You're screwed. And it's bad, sad, makes me mad. So, that is my thought for now. Enjoy the bird out. Welcome to winter in the desert. Wah, wah, wah. New recording. Top 13, 18. Pause recording. Button. Wah, wah, wah.